The following talk, entitled The Wisdom of the Heart, was presented on the 21st of April 2024 by Rhonda Murray.
Thank you, Julianne, and great sounds, by the way. I love that last one. It's so uplifting. And we're having a very wet morning here, and just a little while ago it was pouring so hard I thought, gee, I hope this doesn't stop people from being able to hear me. So please give me a signal, Julianne, if I need to tone my volume up if there's another shower like that. But hopefully it'll hold off for a while. When I think back on my years in Unity, I think the greatest gift that I've received is understanding the gift of intuition. Understanding that inner knowledge is more accurate and more dependable than what comes from my intellect. And that was quite life-changing for me. Unity has always taught the importance of intuition, a word that literally means to look within. When the mind is determined in a particular direction, it can be challenging to let the quiet voice of intuition come through. In our culture and in our education system, we've been taught the importance of the brain, of the mind, of thinking. Through our brain, our mind gathers physical knowledge from the five senses and makes decisions based on that. But the heart turns within and sees realities not seen by the mind. Hence my title, The Wisdom of the Heart. To make better decisions, we need to use both the outer facts from the brain mind and the hidden knowledge accessed only by the heart mind. The brain mind is limited to information gathered through the five senses, what we see, what we hear, even what we taste, touch, and smell. And that includes information from the past. But only intuition can look at the information from the future. And of course, we then need to follow on with action. Like the little girl whose brother built a trap to trap birds. And she was quite distressed about this. And so she prayed every night that the trap would fail. Well, after a few nights of this, she said to her mother, "I know that my prayers have been answered." And her mother said, "Oh, how do you know that?" She said, "Because a couple of days ago, I went and found that trap and I kicked it to pieces." Charles Ross, in his book, More Power to You, writes, "There is more than this physical universe of form. There is also a spiritual dimension. If we want to enlist the help of the spiritual forces of the universe, we must learn to trust, to have faith, to keep our fingers of doubt and impatience out of it." Charles Ross was an ordained Unity minister and prolific writer for Daily Word and Unity magazine last century. He only wrote two books, this one, More Power to You, and another one on the 12 Powers Meditation. If you want to search for him at unity.org, be careful that you put in inverted commas around his name, because otherwise you'll get a million downloads from a different Charles. It was an unfortunate name to have if you wanted to be a bit distinctive in Unity. Charles, I mean. One problem with relying on the knowledge of the mind and the five senses is that it limits our decision-making to what has gone before. So that's knowledge from the past or other people's prophecies of the future, which may be right or wrong. But when we turn to that sixth sense, that gut feeling that warns us of danger. I even dislike watching movies with scary music when something bad's about to happen. I believe that intuition goes beyond gut feeling. It is our spiritual gift that allows us to tune in to an inner wisdom that didn't come from our physical senses. Messages we need to hear can come to us in many ways. For me personally, it's sometimes from an inner voice that didn't come through my ears, like warnings of impending changes in the traffic ahead of me. Or it can be just a thought or idea that comes to my mind, and I know that I didn't think it, that it comes to me from a higher realm. In unity, we call this divine guidance. What I'm very sure of is that these inner messages will always be right, even if my senses tell me otherwise. Divine guidance is in tune with unlimited intelligence and information, unlike my limited mind knowledge. When we tune in to divine mind, divine intelligence, we can make decisions based on greater knowledge. We have a good example of this in the songs that Julian chooses for Sundays. We speakers have learned that we don't need to tell him what sort of songs would go with our talk. The only brief information we give him is for the Thursday night emails. And the songs he chooses always turn out to be perfectly congruent with the talk. And that's Julian using his intuition. So good for you, Julian, for that. And we do thank you for all the work you put into preparing the PowerPoint for our Sunday talks. What I'm very sure of is that these inner messages will always... Oh, hang on, I already did that paragraph. I learned very quickly when I started studying with Unity that if I follow what seems to be illogical guidance further down the track, I come to understand why that was the right decision, whether I followed it or not. If I let my intellect overrule my guidance, the result turns out to be useless, unnecessary suffering, or at best, a good opportunity missed. So you might be asking, how does one set up this royal telephone in the first place? My answer is to that question is always one word: meditation. In meditation, we make that connection with divine mind. When we take time to relax and sit quietly, preferably in the morning, by starting the day with meditation, it's like turning on the television and the previous channel is there waiting. We've had a powerful example this week, and I know we're all sick of hearing it and seeing it, but I want us to take a few moments for reflection on the words from the hospital bed of stabbed Bishop Marmari Emmanuel at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Sydney. He said, "I need you to act Christ-like, to reflect Christ in your lives. The Lord Jesus never taught us to fight. The Lord Jesus never taught us to retaliate. The Lord Jesus never said to us, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." That, of course, belongs back in the Hebrew scriptures. The Lord Jesus said, never return evil with evil, but return evil with good. The bishop then spoke words of forgiveness. I forgive whoever has done this act, and I say to him, you are my son, and I love you, and I will always pray for you. And whoever sent you to do this, I forgive them as well. Wow, take a moment to think about the situations in our lives where we've been faced with the need to forgive somebody. It's not easy, The bishop spoke from his Christ self, as can we in any situation. I don't know if he prayed for the right words, but they certainly came from his heart. I believe in any situation we can turn within to our Christ self and receive the guidance we need for our own highest good and for the highest good of all involved. This doesn't mean condoning the behavior of one who is not acting from their Christ self, but it means having compassion for them, that they don't know spirit within them and therefore cannot make decisions based on divine guidance. Okay, this is the hard bit. I struck a three-generation challenge at my sister's 90th birthday party last Sunday. I had allowed wrongful behavior to go unchallenged when I was too young, too naive, and too unaware of spirit within to speak up. To my dismay, I found the situation 50 years later was affecting the third generation, my beautiful granddaughters. I stressed and worried and prayed about it for the next 2 days, tossing up various solutions before I could do a total surrender to divine guidance and find the courage to speak to the girls about it. I'm still struggling with the forgiveness part, other than holding the perpetrator in compassion for his lack of awareness of the God within him. But at least I've followed my inner guidance and spoken to my granddaughters, and they have accepted my advice. Guidance can be likened to a fan opening ahead of us. We can continue straight on, choosing the middle of the fan and going ahead with whatever the path we're already on. Or we can choose to go in the direction that's a little different to what we've been doing. And that will have two effects. One is that we will lose some of the options on the other side of the fan, but guess what? We'll open a whole lot of new possibilities on that side of the fan. So our decision-making is a series of choosing to go straight ahead or to turn slightly in another direction. And as the writer of The Path Traveled said, that will make all the difference. We rarely take a right-hand turn in life, but even a simple deviation to the right or left can open up options of greater good. In Unity, we used to say, watch for green lights and open doors. The point is that if we're finding red lights and closed doors, it may be our intuition suggesting that we're aimed for something that is not for our highest good. By being willing to stop and wait and look in another direction, we'll find green lights and open doors that lead to better outcomes. As we go into our time of meditation now, our few minutes to sit in the silence, I want us to hold in mind this affirmation. I totally accept the belief that I am a spiritual being, guided by divine light and wisdom. The way to my good is revealed step by step, and I am grateful. I'll read that again. I totally accept the belief that I am a spiritual being, guided by divine light and wisdom. The way to my good is revealed step by step, and I am grateful. So let's just take a moment to follow Julian's advice at the beginning, to release any tension that may have come from thinking about old situations, to release it physically, and to be open and willing to release it mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Let's again just let these words sink into our consciousness. I totally accept the belief that I am a spiritual being, guided by divine light and wisdom. The way to my good is revealed step by step, and I am grateful. So for any situation that comes to mind, just hold it in the light of this affirmation once more. I totally accept the belief that I am a spiritual being, guided by divine guidance, divine light and wisdom. The way to my good is revealed step by step. And I follow this guidance in gratitude for the knowing that this is for my highest good. And remembering that whatever is for my highest good is for the highest good of those around me. Loving Spirit, how good it is to know that your desire for us is only for our highest good. That whatever situations we may find ourselves in, if we can surrender to your wisdom, surrender to our own inner guidance, all will be well and all is well. And I invite you to sit in the silence with that thought. And as we hold this truth of omnipresence and omni-good, I invite you to join me in knowing this for all who have been affected by the two incidents in Sydney this week. the victims, the families, the first responders, the police, the ambulance, and all at the hospital. And we would affirm peace for our country that we not follow the things that happen in parts of the world. So let's also send our love and our blessings to those parts of the world like Afghanistan. Like all who are affected by the devastation in the Middle East at this time. Let's know that spirit is present in every one of these situations. And we would see people encouraged to turn within. And to let peace be established. Remember that our prayer for protection was originally written for a situation of war. And so we would know for all these people that the light of God is right there with them in the situation. The love of God is drawing forth only good. The power of God is mighty to draw people to greater understanding and acceptance. For we can know that wherever there is challenge, God is. Loving Spirit, as we give thanks for our understanding of our oneness with omnipresence and our oneness with all people everywhere. As we practice forgiveness in our own lives, in our own situation, as we practice acceptance of those whose lives touch ours, so we would know that our thoughts, our blessings go out to touch the lives of many others. And so it is. Amen.
Our thoughts are Stay.